This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Despite growing economies in a number of countries, Africa still struggles to win decent wages for workers, safe working conditions, jobs, especially for young people, and social protection for informal workers. One of the best ways of achieving these goals is to strengthen labor unions and have them work cooperatively across the continent. That was the major conclusion of a conference held in Nairobi, Kenya, February 12th to 14th. The strengthening of labor unions makes even more sense in the African context because very often labor unions in Africa are the only well-organized civil society structures outside of government. 60 senior labor leaders from 44 of Africa's 54 countries attended the conference. The participants addressed issues such as decent work, renewing unionism in Africa, economic development strategies and their implications for union organizing, and migrant workers. ILO communications specialist Mamadou Kaba Soare interviewed four of the conference speakers. His first interview was with the General Secretary of the African Regional Organization of the ITUC, Kwasi Adu Amankwa.
At the end of the regional trade union conference in Nairobi, what could be the role of unions to implement global development agenda, decent work and social justice in Africa?
I think the conference has helped us once again in highlighting the important role of unions in development on this continent. But for unions to be able to fulfill that role, which we all know, the unions have to be strong. So I think the emphasis on union renewal has been very, very important for us. We are going away full with the understanding that we need to pay attention to work to strengthen our unions, pay attention to organizing, pay attention to the realization of union rights in each of our different countries, and also pay attention to unions working together, both at national level and at continental level. And that once we do that, we place ourselves in a position to ensure that policymakers put the interests of working people at the forefront.
One of the best examples of how African unions can work together across borders is the East African Trade Union Confederation. Francis Atwali is the General Secretary of the EATUC. He is also the General Secretary of the Central Organization of Trade Unions in Kenya, COTU. Here he is interviewed by Mamadou Soare.
I'm sure this global agenda, development agenda on decent work will be ably implemented by the national centers within Africa. They are committed to it. They have discussed and debated it freely and suggested means and ways of being part of implementation of the same. And this should not only end in Africa here. I would urge the ILO ACTRAF to do the same, even in the European countries where I've visited on several occasions, unionization is going down. And Asia, Latin America, Asia Pacific and Latin America, this is a very, very important way forward for bringing workers closer to the activities of the International Labour Organization.
The East African Trade Union Confederation has affiliates in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Zanzibar, Burundi, and Rwanda. The executive secretary of the EATUC is Caroline Kamati Mugala.
At the end of this regional conference, there's one thing that is coming up clearly in terms of the role of trade union and development, and just looking at the fundamentals and that form the trade union, going back to the reasons why the trade union was formed. And I think this issue has come up very clearly in this meeting, asking us to reflect back to ourselves and look critically what has been our role in terms of our historical role, even in terms of fighting for independence of the African nations. So in terms of development, we should take the leading role. And also looking at the different actors that are playing, taking part in the development agenda, we have very many NGOs that are leading the roles of issues like post-2015, issues of climate change. But then at the end of the day, who are these people talking to? the trade unions have the masses behind them. We are a member-based organization. We have the people to report back to. So I think more than ever, we need to take back our space and we need to go back to our values, because we fight for the social rights of people. What we do is all in terms of developing the people's giving them back in terms of social justice, and just looking at the decent work agenda, that is the key message for the trade union, that is the fundamental foundation of the ILO. It clearly brings about what we as trade unions are fighting for, looking at issue of better working conditions for workers. That's basically what we fight for. And when you fight for better working conditions, you ensure that the rights of this worker is protected. And by ensuring the right of this worker, the worker knows what are my rights when I'm working. And when this worker is working, then you have to pay him equal pay for equal value of equal work done. This means that even in terms of empowering this particular workers and the Africans, we are not just empowering them to know their rights, but you're also empowering them economically. So in terms of the trade union, we all sit back and look at the decent work agenda and then build on that. So in terms of development, we need to bring the decent work agenda in the middle of development, talking about issues of social protection if we have to have any meaningful development.
Another example of continental cooperation by unions in Africa is the Organization of African Trade Union Unity, with its headquarters in Ghana. OATU was created in 1973 by the merging of three international labor centers on the continent. Oela Kemfa is OATU's Secretary General.
The workers more or less reflect the general citizenry. And so the demands of trade unions also will have to reflect those the demands of the general citizenry. And so our role as trade unionists is first to understand the process and then what can be done to ensure implementation. Say we have post-2015 agenda, what can be done about that? And the next thing is, how do we then mobilize the rest of the citizenry? The way we talk about, you know, a global agenda. Global agenda transcends everybody, workers. And when you talk about decent work, now you find that decent work is not just about the formal sector, but also the informal economy. And you find that almost everybody, except the big business and the ruling class and major politicians, almost every other person is either the formal economy or the informal economy. And so it brings out the whole issue about how do we mobilize the rest of the society to implement these things. And we must, in our view, add minimum agenda. For instance, there must be social protection for everybody. There's no reason why anybody in Africa or the world should go to bed hungry. So we must have unemployment benefits. We must ensure, as a minimum in agenda, that children have a right to education. And when you say right to education, to a reasonable level, maybe high school, which will also mean that our government must be interested in such a program, because it will include mobilizing the citizenry, organizing them, building more schools, having more teachers, and even paying teachers better. So it's a whole thing. It's the whole thing is about life. And we as trade unionists, since we do not really benefit primarily from the system, we are in the position to say we can challenge the system to change. Because if we have globalization, and globalization does not affect everybody in terms of its gains, then globalization itself, you know, will be endangered. So our role is to understand the process, articulate positions, add minimum, you know, agenda, and also the ability, the political will to pursue it, whatever the cost.
The conference in Nairobi was organized by the Workers' Activities Bureau of the International Labour Organization, which operates under its French acronym ACTRAV, and supported financially by LO Norway, the Norwegian Confederation of Trade Unions. One of the speakers at the conference in Nairobi was the director of ACTRAV, Maria Elena André. She was asked to describe the concept of decent work, which was one of the principal themes of the conference.
Decent work is a concept that was formulated by the various constituents of the International Labour Organization in order to push forward priorities, employment with rights, social protection, and social dialogue. And this is based on the aspirations of people in their working lives, but also in the way they live. We know that if employment is without rights, workers are exploited and they have precarious working relationships. We know that if they are not covered by social protection regimes that protect them in unemployment, in sickness, or when they are old enough to retire, they will have huge difficulties in facing the changing nature that is happening throughout their own lives. And then we also know that if this is not done via a wide consensus and dialogue between governments, employers, and trade unions, this is not working in real life. So decent work is really this concept of understanding that work is a source of personal dignity, of family stability, social peace, and also the development of enterprises and companies that are able to respond not just to the needs of their owners, but also to the needs of the communities and to the needs of the working class.